我们需要在这里看见一个对比，就这个出逼之罪的一个对比。
When we come to verses 7 and 8,
当我们来到哥林多前书五章七节八节的时候，
we will see what the Lord wants from us.
我们会看见主向我们要求的是什么。
So, from chapters 1 to 4, Paul speaks about division.
在哥林多前书一到四章，保罗提到了分裂的事。
Division is related to our soul.
分裂的事呢，跟我们的魂有关系。
But now we come to the matter of someone who sins. That is related to our flesh.
但到第五章，我们看见这里一个犯罪的弟兄，这个跟我们的肉体有关系。
Morally speaking, it is much worse the sin that we have in this chapter rather than the one in the first four chapters.
就着道德来说，我们在这一章所看见的罪呢，比前面四章的罪似乎更严重。
So what is the issue we see here?
那在这里我们看见重要的点在哪里？
The issue is that when the church turns to the soul,
这里我们看见当教会转到魂的时候，
that opens the door for the flesh to come in.
这就开了门，让肉体进来。
The sin of division comes from pride.
分裂的罪呢，是从人的骄傲来的。
But the sin we have here is a gross sin that comes from lust.
那在第五章我们看见的罪呢，是从人的欲来的，情欲来的一个罪。
So division is a soulish matter caused by opinion.
分裂呢，是我们在我们魂里的意见所产生的一件事。
But the problem is the church departed from the central vision.
但这里严重的是教会离开了中心的意向。
In the church life, our soul life should not be prevailing.
在教会生活里，我们的魂生命不应该是最大的。
We need to deny the soul.
我们要拒绝我们的魂生命。
And exercise our spirit in every situation.
在每一个光景情形里来操练我们的灵。
So that brings us to verse 1.
所以我们就来看第五章的第一节。
Let's read this verse.
我们一起来读这一节。确实听说在你们中间有淫乱的事，这样的淫乱连外邦人中也没有，就是有人收了他的继母。
Here we see that a brother committed incest with his stepmother.
这里有一位弟兄与他的继母产生了乱伦的事。
Well, let's go to the second verse.
我们再来看第二节。你们还是自高自大，岂不应当哀动，把情这事的人从你们中间挪开？
The saints in the church in Corinth, instead of mourning, they were puffed up. Instead of mourning, they were proud.
在哥林多的信徒，他们应当是哀动的，但是他们还是自高自大。
No doubt, verse 2 is a word of rebuke.
第二节是保罗责备的话。
So then, in this verse, Paul says that this brother who committed such a horrible sin should be put away from the church.
在第二节，保罗说，这个弟兄行了这样粗鄙罪的这位弟兄，要把他从你们中间挪去。
That means he should be excommunicated from the fellowship of the church.
他必须要从教会的交通中被隔离。
So to excommunicate someone from the fellowship of the church is like taking a rotted timber out of a building.
啊，这样的啊，把这位弟兄隔离出去呢，就像在一个建筑里，你把一个朽坏的木头移开。
Likewise, the evil brother should be removed from the church fellowship.
就像这样子，所以这个二弟兄必须从教会的交通中啊隔离。
Let's read verse 3.
我们来读第三节。我身体虽不在你们那里，灵却与你们同在。我已经审判了行这样事的人，好像与你们同在一样。
Here we see that the apostle Paul behaved in his spirit.
这里我们看见保罗他在他的灵里行事为人。
In contrast to the Corinthians, which were either in the soul or in the flesh.
这是一个强对这个哥林多人，他们或在魂里行事，或在肉体里行事，一个强烈的对比。
In this verse, Paul says that he was absent in the body, but present in the spirit.
这一节保罗说，我身体虽不在你们那里，灵却与你们同在。
We shouldn't think that Paul's spirit traveled all the way to Corinth.
我们不该以为啊，保罗的灵一直到了哥林多的那个地方。
This is not a physical matter, it's a spiritual matter in every way.
这不是一个物质上的事，但是这是一个属灵的事。
Don't ask me to explain to you how Paul visited the meeting they were having in Corinth. It was only in spirit.
不要问我怎么解释他在那里与他们一同的聚集，但是他的灵的确与他们同在。
It just occurred to me that in spirit we can visit brothers and sisters by praying for them.
我刚好想到，在灵里我们可以为着弟兄姊妹有祷告。
Haven't you had the experience suddenly the Lord brings somebody to your mind and you pray for that person?
你是不是有这样子的经历？就是有的时候你会想到某一位弟兄姊妹，然后就开始为他们有祷告。
And later on, you find out that God visited that person and saved that person from their trouble.
后来你发现说，那个弟兄或那位姊妹，刚好就是那时候，神有跟他神访问了他，而且在他身上有了一些作为。
So in verse 5, Paul mentions that he delivered such a one to Satan.
在第五节，保罗说，把这样的人交给撒旦。
We don't know what that means, but probably it means that he got sick.
我们不知道这是什么意思，但是很可能就这个弟兄有了一些肉身的疾病。
Some may feel well. That's terrible. What kind of love is that?
有的人会说这样是怎么？我们怎么能够这样子的爱弟兄？这样子实在不好。
But actually, Paul was forced to do that, as we will find out later why.
但是保罗是被迫这样子做。等一下，我们就会看见他为什么要这样做。
Later, we will find out a little leaven leavens the whole lump.
等一下，我们会看见一点的面酵会使全团发起来。
Which means a little sin will really damage the whole church.
就是一点点的罪就会使教会受到损害。
So we see here that Paul dealt with this evil brother.
所以在这里，我们看见保罗对付了这位恶弟兄。
By being in his spirit.
啊，借着他在灵里的操练，他对付了这样的一位弟兄。
And so Paul condemned this brother.
所以保罗也定罪这位弟兄。
Of course, the sin he committed was terrible.
但他所犯的罪是非常的可恶。
But you may say the punishment is also terrible.
但是我们可以说这里的处罚也是非常的严厉的。
But if you read 2 Corinthians chapter 7, you will find out he repented and was brought back into the church.
但是我们若读哥林多后书第七章，我们就发现后来这位弟兄他悔改了，也被带回到教会的交通里。
So let's read verse 6.
我们来读第六节。你们夸口是不好的，岂不知一点面教能使全团发起来吗？
This is the point. The little leaven damages the whole church.
啊，点就在这里，一点面教就使全团发起来。
Then verse 7, let's read verse 7.
我们读第七节。你们要把旧教除尽，好使你们成为新团，正如你们是无教的一样。因为我们的逾越节基督已经被杀献祭了。
Here we have the other side.
这里我们有另一方面。
It talks about our Passover Christ. He is opposite.To any leaven, there's no leaven in Christ.
这里说到我们的逾越节基督，他是那个教的相反，在他里面没有任何的罪。
So it says here, purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, even as you are unleavened.
你们要把旧教除尽，好使你们成为新团，正如你们是无教的一样。
How can Paul say the Corinthians were unleavened?
保罗怎么可能说这些哥林多的信徒是无教的呢？
We need to realize the truth always has two sides.
我们要领悟真理总是有两面。
On the one side,The side of Christ, we are unleavened.
一面来说，就基督的这一面来说，我们是无教的。
But that is only positional.
但这是我指着我们地位所说的。
It's not experiential.
这不是我，也许不是我们的经历。
But the Corinthians.On the side of their natural life, were fully leavened.
但是这些哥林多信徒，就着他们天然的性情这一面来说，是满了教。
But Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed.
但是我们的逾越节基督已经被杀献祭了。
So what is the question?
所以这里问题在哪里？
The question is whether we eat leavened bread or unleavened bread.
这里的问题就是我们是吃无酵饼还是吃有酵饼。
In the Bible, leaven speaks of sin.
在圣经里，酵总是指的罪说的。
So we will see how we can eat the unleavened bread.
我们等一下就要来看我们怎么来吃无酵饼。
To eat the unleavened bread is to eat Christ.
吃无酵饼就是吃基督。
You might say, how can we eat Christ? We don't see him.
你也许说我们怎么吃基督？我们又看不见基督。
We can eat Christ in the Word by pray reading the Word.
我们可以借着吃主的话，借着导读主的话来吃基督。
And the more we eat Christ, the more unleavened we will be.
我们越吃基督，我们越成为这个无酵的。
So here Paul tells us to purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump.
所以保罗嘱咐我们要把旧教除尽，好使我们成为新团。
We need to, the church needs to be a new lump, a lump without leaven.
教会必须做这新团，是没有任何的教。
In our daily living.
在我们日常的生活里做这样的新团。
Let's read verse 8.
我们来读第八节。所以我们守这节，不可用旧教，也不可用恶毒邪恶的教，只用纯诚真实的无教饼。
So here it mentions keep the feast. What feast is this?
这里说到我们要守这节，这个节是什么节呢？
This has reference to the feast of unleavened bread that the Israelites celebrated every year.
这是指以色列人每年所庆祝的无酵节。
And the feast of unleavened bread followed the feast of the Passover.
无酵节呢是跟着逾越节的一个节日。
The feast of the Passover.Was on a Saturday, and the feast of unleavened bread started on the Lord's Day.
逾越节是通常是在周六开始的，那无酵节就从隔天的这个主日开始。
The Lord's Day has reference to when the Lord resurrected.
主日就是主复活的日子。
And it was for 7 days.In the Bible, number 7 speaks of completion.
除教节是有七天，七天在圣经里是一个完全的期间。
So, for our whole life, we need to eat unleavened bread.
所以我们的一生，我们要吃无酵饼。
Put another way, for our whole life,We need to live a sinless life.
换句话说，我们一生要过一个无罪的生活。
Of course, we cannot live that life by our own natural life.
当然，我们不能凭着我们自己天然的性情过这样的生活。
Only in Christ can we live a sinless life.
只有在基督里，我们才可能过一个无罪的生活。
So.The issue boils down to by what life do we live?
所以这里根本就是我们是按着哪一个生命来活？
Do we live by the life of the Lord, or do we live by our natural life?
我们是凭着主的生命来生活，还是凭着我们天然的生命来生活？
You may say, well, but if I live by the life of the Lord.I have to deny my life.
你也许说，我如果要凭着主的生命而活，那我就必须拒绝我天然的生命。
That doesn't sound very good. Doesn't sound very enjoyable.
听起来不是很好，不是一个很享受的生活。
But verse 8 says, "Let us keep the feast."
但是第八节说，我们要守这节。
For us to live Christ is a feast.
我们活基督是一个宴席，是一个节期。
Because if we eat Christ, we enjoy Christ.
我们越吃基督，我们就越享受基督。
And this is the most crucial point in our Christian life.
这是我们基督徒生活最重要的一点。
When we enjoy the Lord,
当我们享受基督的时候。
We appreciate the Lord and we love the Lord.
我们珍赏这位基督，我们也爱这位基督。
And it's not a matter of picking up the cross.
这不是一个背十字架很痛苦的生活。
But it's a feast.
但是是个宴席。
Hallelujah for the feast.
好，为这个宴席，我们感谢主。
We need to see this.
我们需要看见这一点。
That we can love, appreciate, and enjoy Christ.
我们需要爱基督，享受这位基督，珍赏这位基督。
So this is what we need to see.
这是我们需要看见的一点。
Then that brings us to verse 13. Let's read verse 13.
我们来读第十三节，第十三节。至于召会外的人，有神审判他们，你们要把那恶人从你们中间挪开。
The excommunicating of this brother can be typified by the putting away of a leper.
隔离这样的一位恶弟兄，就像在旧约里要把这个犯这个麻风的人隔离一样。
We see this in Leviticus 13:45 and 46.
这个我们在利未记。十三章四十五到四十六节。
In verse 13, Paul says, "Remove the evil man from among you."
在哥林多前书五章十三节，保罗说：“你们要把那恶人从你们中间挪开。”
The issue here is not to remove sin.But the person who lives in sin.
这里的重点不光是把这个罪挪开，而是把这个生活在这样罪中的那个人要挪开。
If we see a brother or a sister that sins, what should we do?
如果我们看见一位弟兄或一位姊妹犯罪，我们该怎么办？
We should minister Christ to that person so that person repents and.Leaves the sin aside.
我们必须把基督供应给这样的一位弟兄或姊妹，让他们能够悔改，回到主的面前。
So that brings us to Romans 13:14.
我们来看罗马书十三章十四节。不要为肉体打算去放纵私欲。
Put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
这里穿上主耶稣基督，这个是什么意思？
We have received the Lord into our heart, and we have been baptized into the Lord's name.
我们已经把主耶稣接受到我们的灵里，我们也被浸入主耶稣的，受浸归入主耶稣的名里。
How come we need to put on the Lord Jesus Christ?
我们为什么还要穿上主耶稣基督呢？
Again, we have two sides.
这里同样，这真理这有两面。
We have the objective side that we are in Christ.
在客观的一面，我们是在基督里。
But now we need the subjective side of living by the light of Christ.
但在主观的一面，我们要凭着基督的生命而活。
And then it says.Make no provision for the flesh.
这里说不要为肉体打算。
What does that mean?
那这是什么意思？
This world is so evil, so sinful. Everything in this world is against the Lord.
这个世界是非常邪恶，许多事情都是反对主耶稣、反对神的。
So what do? We can't get out of this world.
我们不能离开这个世界。
That's why Paul says, make no provision for the flesh.
所以保罗在这里说，不要为肉体打算去放纵私欲。
The flesh is hungry. He's desperate to get what he likes.
我们的肉体是非常的饥饿，他一直在追求他要吃的东西。我们有一个报告。
Brothers and sisters, there's a Honda, black or gray, parked across the street, plate number FWB1817. If that's your vehicle, please move in now. It's blocking a driveway right across the street.
这对街有一个黑色的 Honda F， 那个 license plate 是 FWB1817， 你挡了那个邻居的。Driveway， 所以如果是你的车，请你现在马上出去把它移开。Amen.
So make no provision for the flesh.
所以不要为肉体打算。
I know myself. You know yourself.
我知道我自己的情形，你也知道你自己的情形。
We all have particular weaknesses.
我们都有一个特别软弱的地方。
We should be aware of our weaknesses.
我们必须要知道我们的软弱点在哪里。
And whatever is something that relates to our weaknesses, we should avoid.
如果跟我们这个软弱点有关的事情，我们要避免。
If you read the newspaper, don't read the advertisement for the movies.
你若看报纸，不要看那些电影的广告栏。
If you watch the TV, it's better if you don't listen to the advertisements.
如果你看电视，最好不要跳过那些广告。
And if you read the news in the internet.Better not look at the pictures.
如果你用那个网络来读新闻，很多这些污秽的图画，你不能去看它。
But it's not that we are not good. We're going to stay home and not do anything.
但是不是说我们就在家里什么事都不能做了
？But just be aware of it.
但是你要小心，要有防备。
So let's turn to 1 Peter 1:15.
我们来看彼得前书一章十五节。却要照着那呼召你们的圣者，在一切行事为人上也成为圣的。
You may say we're not under law.
你也许说我不是在律法之下。
But here it says quite clearly.You yourselves also be holy in all your manner of life.
但这一节说得很清楚，在一切行事为人上也成为圣的。
So to be holy is to be separated unto God.
成为圣的就是分别为圣，归给神。
And we should be holy so that we are holy in all our manner of life.
我们需要在一切行事为人上成为圣的，成为圣别的。
What is to be holy in all our manner of life?
什么是在一切行事为人上成为圣的呢？
To stay away from the sinful things.
就远离这些罪恶的事情。
So we need to keep this commandment.
我们需要遵行这样的律法。
So, because we are regenerated, we have received the life of God.
因为我们是重生的人，我们接受了神的生命。
The life of God is a holy life.
神的生命是一个圣的生命。
So the life of God is the base for us to.Live a holy manner of life.
所以神的生命呢，就是我们过一个圣别生活的基础。
We could use an example.
我们可以来做一个比例。
An apple tree produces apples because it has the apple life.
一个苹果树它会长苹果，因为它有苹果树的生命。
The principle is the same with us.
这里。对我们来说，原则也是一样的。
So let's read verse 18.
我们来读第十八节，直到你们得赎，脱离你们祖宗所传流虚妄的生活，不是用能坏的金银等物。
Very interesting. Here it tells us.We were redeemed from a vain manner of life by the blood of the Lord Jesus.
这里很有意思说，我们是借着基督的宝血脱离我们祖宗所传流虚妄的生活。
Other parts of the Bible tells us that the life, the blood of Christ really has redeemed us.From evil.
圣经别处的经节告诉我们，基督的宝血是拯救我们脱离罪恶。
For instance, In 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
比如说约翰一书一章九节说，我们若认我们的罪，他是信实的，要拯救我们脱离我们的不义。
So we're familiar with the precious blood of the Lord redeeming us from all evil.
所以我们对于基督的宝血，赎我们，拯救我们脱离罪恶，这个是我们所熟悉的。
Cleansing us and forgiving us.
洗净我们，也赦免我们的罪。
But here is one exception.
但在这里，这一节却是一个例外。
It tells us that we were redeemed from our vain manner of life handed down from our fathers.
这一节是说，我们得赎是脱离我们祖宗所传虚妄的生活。
What is the vain manner of life?
什么是虚妄的生活？
Our life, our natural life, with no purpose, no aim, and no goal.
我们天然的生活没有目标，没有意义，这就是一个虚妄的生活。
According to God, it has no goal, so it is a vain manner of life.
对于神来说，这样一个没有目标的生活是一个虚妄的生活。
And this is in contrast with the holy manner of life in verse 15.
这是跟十五节这圣别的生活是一个对比。
So, because the blood of the Lord Jesus has redeemed us from a vain manner of life, we need to have fear.
因着基督的宝血使我们脱离这个虚妄的生活，我们就必须惧怕。
You may say, I'm not religious. I have no fear for God. I love God. Oh, He is my beloved. Precisely because of that.
你也许说我不是这么宗教式，我不会怕神，我是爱这位神。但是就是因为我们爱神，我们需要有适度的惧怕。
Because we love the Lord Jesus, we don't want to disappoint Him.
因着我们爱这位主耶稣，我们不希望使这位主耶稣失望。
We don't want to make Him sorry.
我们不希望使他不希望使他忧伤。
Because we have been redeemed with such a precious price.
他是用这样一个宝一个高的代价赎了我们。
The blood here is more precious than silver or gold.
这里的宝血是比金银更有价值的东西。
So let's read verse 19.
我们来读第十九节。乃是用基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
Actually, a vain manner of life may not necessarily be sinful.
事实上，一个虚妄的生活不见得是一个有罪的生活。
Nevertheless, it is vain because it is not according to God's purpose.
它是虚妄的，因为它这样的生活不是根据神旨意的一个生活。
So this brings us finally to Colossians 2:6.
所以我们来看哥罗西书二章六节。基督就是主耶稣。
Amazing! It tells us to walk in Christ.
在这里说要在他里行走。
How can we walk in a person?
我们怎么可能在一个人里面行走呢？
We need to realize when Paul wrote Colossians, he was thinking of the good land.
保罗在写这一节的时候，他里面一定是想到旧约那个美地的图画。
You may say, "Oh, I don't appreciate that you speak about the rivers and mountains, this and that, and try and identify that with Christ.
你也许会想说，你说到这个美地的山啊、水啊，这个跟基督有什么关系？
But the picture is, if you are in the land of New York City.
但这里的图画就是，你如果是在纽约市的这块地上。
This is where you are.
这就是你在的地方。
Likewise.
照样。
If we are in the atmosphere, in the presence of the Lord Jesus, that's where we are.
照样，我们若是在主耶稣的同在里，在他同在的这个气氛里，这就是我们所在的地方。
So we need to realize where are we?
我们要看见我们到底在哪里。
If we're in Christ, then we are doing well.
如果我们是在基督里，那什么都好了。
And then, oh, I made a mistake.
你刚刚这一节，第七节是说要在他里面行事为人。
I forgot one verse.
我漏掉了一个经节。
So it's not there.
也许没有在
上。Galatians 3:14.
加拉太书三章十四节。
Those who have the Bible can get it. We'll read it in English first, and then in Chinese.
Yeah, they can get it up.
Or you can get it.
Yeah. 加拉太书三章十四节。
It's not
okay, here it is. 为叫亚伯拉罕的福在基督耶稣里可以临到外邦人，使我们借着信可以接受所应许的那灵。Okay, it's in English.
Let's read it in English. In order that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles,
that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
So here we see it speaks of the blessing of Abraham.
这一节提到亚伯拉罕的福。
What was the blessing of Abraham?
什么是赐给亚伯拉罕的福？
God blessed him with a good land.
神是把这块美地赐给了亚伯拉罕。
But here he mentions, and in the New Testament, the good land is the Spirit.
但在这一节说到那个美地的预表，它的实际就是那灵，应许的那灵。
So we need to be in spirit.
所以我们必须在那灵里。
If we're in spirit, we're living a holy manner of life.
我们若是在灵里，就可以过一个圣别的生活。
We're pleasing the Lord and we are expressing Him.
我们也可以讨主的喜悦，做他的彰显。
So we will stop here.
我们就信息就停在这里。
First of all, we'd like to welcome all those who are here for the first time.
首先，我们想要欢迎第一次来在我们中间聚会的，请你站起来。
So
介绍一下。
Please stand up. Tell us your name. Where you're from.
请你简单的把简短的把你的名字告诉我们。那你若是来访问的，就告诉我们你是从哪里来的。
Hi everyone, my name is June. Nice meeting everyone.
Amen.
From where?
I'm from Queens.
Yes!
Amen. June from Queens.